I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is WBUR. The Red Sox and Red Sox Nation have lost a visionary. Former team president and CEO Larry Lucchino died this morning at the age of 78. Lucchino led the club during a historic run that included three World Series wins, starting with the one that broke the curse in 2004. Here's Lucchino at the rally celebrating the championship in 2013.
I would like to say thank you to our fans. You were with us through the dark hours, and you're with us now. The loyalty and passion of the Red Sox fan is second to none in all of baseball. So thank you very, very, very much.
Larry Lucchino also helped save Fenway Park from the wrecking ball. Charles Steinberg was executive vice president of the Sox. Before that, he and Lucchino worked together with the Baltimore Orioles and San Diego Padres. Now Steinberg is president of the Worcester Red Sox. Lucchino was chair and principal owner of the minor league team until last year. The Woo Sox held a moment of silence for Lucchino during today's opening day. We spoke with Steinberg a few hours before first pitch. He told us that on Saturday, he went to visit Lucchino one last time.
And we knew that he was in decline. His heart was giving out. Note, because he would want it noted, that he successfully battled cancer four times. Cancer did not take his life, but his heart had weakened, and he very peacefully passed away a little bit after midnight.
Mm. When you saw him, were you talking baseball? Were you talking about anything but baseball? I mean, what were you talking about?
I kept it baseball because he was sleeping most of the time, but I would nonetheless wanted to fill him with good thoughts. And I will tell you the last conversation. He had been asleep for about, 40 minutes or so. And I said, look, Larry, you've got to know that Camden Yards is filling up every night. Petco Park is filling up every night. Fenway Park is still a gem. JetBlue Park just had a great spring training. And Polar Park here in Worcester is sold out for opening day and was voted best ballpark in AAA. So you're 5 for 5. And with that, he opened his eyes, turned to me, had half a smile and said, 5 for 5? That's pretty good. And with that, he closed his eyes. And those were the last 6 words that he got to say or I got to hear from him.
Mm. For those who haven't followed your background with Larry Lucchino, tell us what you're talking about in terms of 5 for 5, because these are all ballparks that he and you had a great influence in preserving.
He was the driver of 5 ballpark projects that transformed 5 geographical areas. Oriole Park at Camden Yards was his idea, and it just changed Baltimore and changed its self-esteem. After that, Larry made a new ballpark in San Diego, and then it was time to go to Boston. And I said, are we going to build a new park there? To which he exclaimed, you don't destroy the Mona Lisa, you preserve the Mona Lisa. And he engaged upon 10 years of brilliant renovations to protect and enhance and save Fenway Park. Then it was time to build a new spring training home for the Red Sox in Fort Myers. And unexpectedly, we had a fifth baby in the family. Larry made the bold decision to move the Boston Red Sox AAA ball club to Worcester, Massachusetts. And it's a great baseball town. And this is where Polar Park was built. And Larry was as proud of the baby as of any of the other progeny that he was able to create.
Larry Lucchino was impatient. He was tenacious. What was it like to go up against him? Did you ever?
You didn't want to go up against him. What you wanted was to recognize that Larry Lucchino was ferociously loyal. And if he was representing you, you had no better advocate. But your adversaries might shake in their boots. Larry was competitive to a merit. He also won a Super Bowl ring and played in the Final Four for Princeton. He was a sportsman, and he was going to do anything he could to win.
How much credit should Larry Lucchino get for being a major part of the team that finally broke the curse of the Bambino, Babe Ruth, 20 years ago?
Larry deserves an enormous amount of credit because when we moved from Baltimore to San Diego, we took some bright young people with us, including young Theo Epstein. And when you put Larry and Theo together in Boston, that was one heck of a winning combination, along with many other proteges. But Larry built a team that we honed city to city and brought to Boston. And it was that team, it was that band of brothers and sisters that got together with John Henry and Tom Werner and accomplished so much. There was no one person, but Larry was the leader of the band.
Charles Steinberg, thank you so much. We're sorry for your loss, for the Red Sox loss. And I think Larry Lucchino would probably want us to also wish you the best of luck with the Woo Sox in the season. Thank you, Charles Steinberg.
Well, thank you. And we tip our cap to a champion.
Charles Steinberg, president of the Worcester Red Sox, remembering his friend and longtime colleague, Larry Lucchino, who died this morning. Today, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said Larry Lucchino was one of the most accomplished executives the industry has ever had.